talking on the call right now.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yes?
I'm sorry to keep you waiting, Mr. Farmer. He'll be right with you.
That's all right.
Thank you, sir.
Jim?
Yes?
Lyndon Johnson.
Mr. President, my warm congratulations.
Well, I've been trying to get you for a few days here, but these lines of Johnson City are not very conducive to getting many people on the phone. I saw you on television. I've forgotten when, yesterday or the day before.
And
thought it was real good, and I just wanted to call you and tell you that you ought to be awful proud of your folks and your people and your leadership. And,
well, we're proud of you, Mr. President.
Well, every place I went, we carried the banner, and we never pulled any punches. Even poor little Lady Bird on her train, she came in a little scarred up, but she gave a lot of people hope, and she said the best thing that she left was she put fight in some of them that was about to give up.
That's right. I only wish we had been able to press a little harder in South Carolina and Georgia. We could have carried them.
Yeah, well, we'll do it. It was their loss, and we'll next 4 years, we've got to start out now. We got to go work on our poverty program, and we got to go to work on our education, and we got to go to work on things that can rebuild, and I'll be in touch with you, and I get back to Washington, and we'll...
Full support, Mr. President.
Well,
incidentally, my wife saw you on television on the wind-up on Monday, and she says you were simply magnificent.
Well, tell her...
What came across was certain goodness and probable greatness.
Well, tell her she's mighty sweet to say that, and we tried her best, and I was comforted and strengthened by your advice and by your help, and these These good friends that we had in nearly every state, when they touch your hand, you could look in their eye, and we communicated.
Yes, you certainly did.
And I'm mighty proud of what happened, and I wanted you to know it. I was proud of your part in it.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. President. And we are with you 100%.
You come in. We'll get together when I get back up there and get settled. I won't talk to you about it. I want to be sure your people get in, and we're going to take this $1 billion for education and work projects, and we won't take some of these youngsters and start to equipping them to meet the problems of life.
Very good.
And we do it this year, then next year we can have a bigger program.
Excellent. I shall look forward to seeing you in Washington.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.